Tablet 8. In this stage, he was greatly engaged in helping his immediate surroundings with the feeling of belonging to that environment. Also, the feeling of possessiveness of that immediate surrounding was with him. So again, a great attachment was created in him. But as he progressed further, his mind was expanded, and he felt more unit consciousness as a part of him. He realized that being attached to a small part of the universe creates narrowness of the mind, and this results in prejudice and misjudgment. Also, he more and more understood that all is God, and if all is God, how can he only love a part of God and hate the rest? So he gave up the narrow feeling of belonging to a small part of the universe and created a great compassion for the whole. With this, his mind was expanded and all the narrowness was destroyed. Any other view than universalism is narrow and a hindrance in human progress toward becoming one. However, there would be times that he would not feel to help others, or would become attached to the result of his actions. He would become discouraged, unhappy, and depressed again. So even a deeper realization came to him. This deeper realization was that the power of the tamaguna, which is not yet mastered, crudifies his consciousness and is the cause of forgetting all these realizations and becoming self-centered again. The result would be the feeling of separation, egotism, discouragement, and all the evils related to these things. This egotism, power of the tamaguna over the soul, influences both the reasoning, sattvaguna, or sentient force, and the action, rajaguna, or mutative force, causing them to be directed toward selfishness, and results in the feeling of separation even deeper. However, when the reasoning and action are done with the universal outlook for the good of all, these forces, sattva and raja, will be directed toward the well-being of the whole universe. Then the reasoning becomes wisdom, and the actions become divine. Also, the process toward the feeling of being a part of the whole is accelerated, and the direction of the creative powers become universally centered rather than self-centered. And that is the key to true happiness and freedom through universally directed actions and attention. Furthermore, through realization of the self and the nature of the three gunas, including the effect of the tamaguna on the self, and then by going beyond these influences and mastering them, the result would be the rise of great devotion toward the universe, God, and all its components. Then the true nature of the self will arise, and that is where the true happiness, supreme peace, and the greatest joy, Ananda, is. Whoever knows the consciousness, chit, truly, sat, will experience bliss, Ananda, Sat Chit Ananda. So even a more intense period began in his spiritual progress by deeper realization of the self, with longing to create an environment where he could help others more effectively to progress, and he himself progress in the process, by realizing that to create such an environment, a great sacrifice is needed. And by surrendering the result of his sacrifice and actions, and even greater than that, to become submissive to God, he realized he could overcome any binding effect of his actions. Also, he directed all his efforts and attention with a universal view for the good of all. With this, he became a great spiritual force in the universe in helping others to reach higher consciousness. By these realizations and through his struggles, he won the grace of God. So by his struggles and great endeavors, he dissolved his ego to the universal ego. Through the grace of God, he eventually overcame any feeling of separation as I am, apart from the I am.